Tennessee's source for award-winning news. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM, Oliver Springs, Knoxville. A Cumulus station.
Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock, 88 degrees and partly cloudy in Knoxville. I'm Katie Inman on 98.7 WOKI. A congressional candidate in Tennessee has posted a large campaign sign that reads, "Make America White Again." Channing Smith has the story.
Rick Tyler, who's running as an independent for the seat, says he put the sign up along U.S. Highway 411 near Benton. He says he doesn't hate people of color, but wants to return to an earlier time when there were no break-ins, no violent crime, no mass immigration. He also posted a sign with an image of the White House surrounded by Confederate flags. Tyler is one of three independent candidates running for the seat now held by Chuck Fleischmann, who faces both Republican and Democratic contenders. The primary election is August 4th.
Knox County authorities say it was 32-year-old who lost his life in a crash on East Beaver Creek yesterday. Initial reports indicated Jeremy Easterday was 20. The man was killed after a Grand Am driven by 20-year-old Haley Browning crossed the center line and struck his Mazda head-on. Family members say Easterday leaves behind a wife and three kids. Charges are pending against Browning, who was just injured in the crash. The Knox County Health Department and UT's Vet School have joined together and developed a new way to detect mosquito-borne diseases in our area. According to Dr. Martha Buchanan with the Health Department, the new method will allow them to collect and examine mosquitoes that carry harmful diseases.
They have provided us with some changes in a trap that might collect the Aedes aegypti or the Aedes albopictus mosquito. Those are the kinds that might carry Zika. They also carry dengue fever, lacrosse encephalitis, and chikungunya.
Dr. Buchanan also urges the public to get rid of any freestanding water to help reduce the number of mosquitoes that are attracted to those areas. Rescue crews are still searching Douglas Lake for a 76-year-old man who jumped in the water and never surfaced. Matt Cameron with the TWRA says the man, who was not wearing a life jacket, jumped in to help a child struggling in the water. The kids were all wearing life jackets and are okay. Cameron says they're sending in a remotely operated vehicle to search for the body. He went missing Tuesday morning. President Barack Obama signed the Frank R. Lautenberg Chemical Safety for the 21st Century Act. The legislation sets new safety standards for chemicals with ties to cancer, infertility, and mental health issues. President Obama says this is a good law.
I'm absolutely confident that we can regulate toxic chemicals in a way that's both good for our families and ultimately good for business and our economy.
Troubling figures from the federal government on just how many senior citizens on Medicare are being prescribed addictive drugs. Michael Toscano has new information for us.
Nearly 12 million Medicare beneficiaries received at least one prescription for an opioid painkiller last year at a cost of $4.1 billion. That's according to the Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. With an overdose epidemic worsening, nearly one-third of Medicare beneficiaries received at least one prescription for commonly abused opioids such as OxyContin and fentanyl in 2015. And those who did received an average of five such prescriptions or refills. A spokesman for Medicare says agency officials are reviewing the report closely. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Well, if you park near a new meter downtown, you'd better put some money in. Eric Reland with the City of Knoxville says starting July 1st, they're adding 1,000 new parking meters and more officers to enforce the rules.
Any funds that are generated from parking enforcement are reinvested back into downtown. Adding parking spaces, building a garage, it's millions of dollars every time there's a deck added or there's new spaces, new capacity added.
Officials say the idea is to ensure more people can use on-street parking instead of the few drivers who have been taking the spots and staying all day. It's 88 degrees and partly cloudy in Knoxville. Rush Limbaugh returns in just a moment. I'm Katie Inman on your station for news and talk in East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Wednesday brings scattered showers and thunderstorms to the forecast.